Babies get smacked when they don't when they come out, don't they?
Why?
So you do smack a baby on the arse when it comes out.
Why?
Literally when it comes out.
Yeah, but why?
To make sure it's alive. Or something. I have no idea.
Can you just walk out and think, yeah, it's alive, it's arse.
No, because if when they come out, they slap them on the arse, not hard, like, but just like, and then the baby starts crying, and then they give it back to the ma. They clean it up and give it back to the ma.
Yeah, you went all that shit all over you when you were born.
That's why I'm not, lad, I'm not being funny, but, like, I can't be in the, if I, let's say I had a, well, I've knocked up a few girls, like, let's say that, but, let's say one of them kept it, and they were like, Ben, I want you in the delivery room. I'd say, fuck you.
You want to be there when your kid's born?
No. Do you know what my dad, when I was born, was? Fucking on fruit machines, losing money. That was supposed to go for my baby food or something. The fucking rat man. But, that, but he had the right idea. No, he wasn't really. He was probably there, but I can't. I couldn't be there. Do you know that when the woman's giving birth?
Don't, because I know what you're going to say.
They poo.
So you're shitting when you're the baby?
No, well, maybe. Bits of poo in that come out, though. Pure shit, because they're pushing. They're like, and then the nurse is just like, proper egging it on. The nurse is like a kid in school, just going, fucking do it! Fucking do it, mate! You can! That's what she's like. She's just like,
if you'll just be there and just stand at the top of the bed, you won't have to look, because they have that
no,
big
but
curtain.
No, you mean the top of the bed? You mean fucking full on puss all action?
No, say if like, they get, like you're lying at the girl's, yeah. What?
Talk towards the mic.
Shut up.
Yeah. No, but like if you're standing,
you know what I mean? The top of the bed where the head is.
Right, so you can't see nothing. You can just see like the back of the front of the thighs.
You can't even see that because they have them things over, don't they? The sheets or whatever they do. Right. There's no films anyway.
But you can, your wife's standing there screaming in agony.
She'll be standing up when she's pregnant, when she's having a baby.
Yeah, she's, no, she's, alright, she's sitting there like that. I'm in the fucking woman's position. No, by the way. And she's pushing it out.
Yeah. And I'm standing there by your
You're standing on my left.
Or right, it doesn't really matter.
Well, then, yeah, you're standing on my left or right. It doesn't really matter, you know what I mean? Imagine if you stood on the right, the baby comes out disabled. Standing on the right just for a laugh. Then the joke's on me because I'll have to look after it. No, you'd, yeah, you stand on the left or the right and then what? She's screaming.
Yeah.
Calling you for everything.
Yeah. You're on, yeah, I'm blazing a fucking.
Are you going to blaze a skunky in the operating room? Your kid's going to come out whiffed.
Six kids, ever.
No. And that's when you know.
Are we blazing? Are we blazing?
What are you saying, blazing up there? You can't say blazing. Alright then, so what?
You're standing at the top of the bed, you don't see nothing. You're not looking at nothing, but you're still there.
But then. Then what? Why? Why? What's the point of being there?
Because you're there with your wife, or with your bed, or whatever, or with your one night stand whilst you're giving birth to your
hideous fucking shit of a child. I don't get that.
You're still there, you're still present.
I don't get it though.
Why? You should be present.
Why?
Because
I won't even be in the hospital, and I'm not, I'm literally not joking it, I will not be in the hospital. I'll be at work.
I'll even be in the hospital.
For my kid's birth?
Yeah.
Well, you can stand at the top of the fucking bed for me there. I'm literally, I'm not saying that like as a joke, I will not be there. That is 100%, I will be. Either
you should be there.
I will literally be trying to pull a sexy nurse outside of the room or not even in the building, outside smoking something, which is probably going to be some drugs, maybe a crack pipe. No, I'm not going to do crack on my baby's birthday.
I'll do weed.
I'll do weed.
With me?
Yeah, with you. But you're going to be godfather anyway, so.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I'm going to teach your kids to smoke weed, you
know. You're going to teach your kids to take whiteys on a reg. No, no, I won't be there, mate, seriously.
You can't not be there.
I can not.
You don't have to look at it, you just do what I do. Not my idea, what I do. Yeah.
Steve Cummins' job is literally to stand on the left of the woman. No, but I'm sorry, I can't be there. Because I don't get emotional.
You're a rat.
But
poor rat. The girl's like, where the fuck is that?
No, but like she can text me after it.
Say what, all went well, I'm alive, the baby's alive.
Yeah.
You'd be there to see that.
Why?
Because it's the birth of your child.
I won't.
And you should be
there. I won't love that child until it's at least 16.
Why? That's when you start hating it.
That's like, I will love it when it. I love the kid, but no, I just think men shouldn't be in the operating room.
What are the doctors? No.
Yeah, doctors. But they're not men. They're beyond men. Doctors are better than men. Men doctors are the best type of people ever. No, I'm sorry.
I don't agree with you, Terry.
That men doctors are the best.
No, you won't be there when your kids are born.
But I don't see the point. It's a yucky.
You just don't have to look at it.
Yeah, but I'll be able to smell it.
Smell what, baby?
No, the shit. Have you ever smelled period blood? Imagine the mucusy shit that the baby's sleeping in.
No, you do.
Peg. No. At the moment, the government's putting a t-shirt over his nose. Oh yeah, that's gonna be fucking. Your wife's definitely gonna love you for that.
Well, she'll at least you're there.
No, but you're.
Say at least I'm funny, aren't I?
Yeah, but you're there, and she can clearly tell that you don't want to be there.
Well, she don't want to be there either.
Well, she has to be. She can't take the day off. She can't be like, wait, there, we'll have this baby another time and just like disappear. Whereas the man can. That's the best thing about having a penis. I'm gonna tell you 10 reasons why I'd boss having a penis.
You don't have to give birth.
You don't have to give birth. You can piss standing up. You can piss wherever you want. You can jerk one off.
Look at the girl. You can probably piss standing up, but it wouldn't work up very
well. Yeah, because you go. Keep talking.
You're not going for a wank?
I'm going for a slash. Keep talking.
I'm talking to myself.
Just talk, I can hear.
What?
Just keep talking.
We in science. And for 2 whole years, we threw pens at Colin Wally. And so I got a fucking bee as well. Do you get a bee?
What?
Do you get a bee in science?
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, see, yeah.
I don't be me. Sure. But anyway, we spent 2 years throwing pens at Colin McAloon. And neither succeeded till the last day.
The last day.
And we both got him on the head. And it was the sickest thing in the world. Because it had never been done before.
Ever.
It'd been attempted to by many people.
Many people.
But never actually succeeded. And we done it. And he fucking snitched on us as well. A little rat. Sold us all.
That was literally the last day of school. That was like the revision lessons. That was so funny. For 2 years though, we literally every day though we'd throw how many pens? 5, 6 each. And like the thing was, dude, they'd literally go to his head, and then they'd go around the force field. It was like Colin McAloon was a Jedi.
And for 2 years, I started to get holding to you.
That was
not succeed.
Do you remember the time we used to fucking like we used to rob stuff out of Liam Malloy's bag?
And is it?
You know, me and you did. Do you remember when we used to rob his cans and that and sell them? We were fucking scouts when we used to laugh. No, Colin McAloon, man, that he's a fucking loser. Him. No, I can't believe that though. The last day, we never hit him once though in the head, did we?
He's still alive.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
Did you?
I've seen him, he was in Hubert.
When?
I was walking back from, I think, the Strand or Stoned with Finol.
How long was that?
About 8 months ago.
Could be dead.
Could be, I hope so. And I'm not being cold there, I hope that pussy is dead.
What was he going to call him then?
But,
He's yellow though, you know, he's yellow skin, he's green
like,
skin.
He's like, yeah, he's like mouldy.
He's like green.
Yeah, he's literally he's horrible. His muscles, he's well off. What?
Like he's well off.
Yeah, like he's literally.
Like he died.
He's literally is a piece of bread left on the fucking counter. No, he was horrible. And I hated that prick.
I didn't like him. He's just cool.
No, but I seen him. He's walking, and I was like, Colin, you fucking mean. And Finol was like, who's that? I was like, it's Colin McAloon, and then Finol chased him. I see. Finol, it's Colin. It could have been Ruby. I mean, Finol, it could have been fucking Ruby who chased him.
Yeah, probably was Ruby who chased
him. Yeah, Ruby got expelled, didn't he?
Legendary.
Do you remember when I chased Peter Maher?
Yeah. When we walked up to Savio, we seen him. And he's on a bike, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's on his bike. Remember the in our school, there was a thing called the Red Room, which was
legendary.
And there was one kid in there that was always there, and his name was Tom Kitson. Christopher Earl, the hero, he was always there. But I remember me and Cubbo got first time we ever got Red Room, weren't we? We were all good kids until
like the first week of yourself.
I was good until after Christmas, because that's when I came into my own. and just realised that, like, I did not give a shit about my education, because I was too... But the thing is, though, I think, like, we never actually done anything too bad, except for gang-related VAT. Remember we got suspended? Well, you never got suspended once,
I went there.
Weren't you there?
With the gang-related VAT.
Well, fucking hell, we're walking home from school, and we see...
gang-related.
There's literally the worst bullshit ever. We were walking home from school.
Off short noon? Yeah. I was there.
Did you get suspended?
No.
How didn't you get suspended? I got suspended. Me, Finno, fucking Ruby.
Fishy as well, because Fishy was going to bang him.
Yeah, no.
Because he wants to meet Anna Dane.
That was it, yeah.
He wants to meet Anna, and he's going to fuck Fishy. Yeah. I mean, fuck Finno, fucking Nooney.
Yeah. Well, Fishy wants... Like, this is year there. 7, this is fucking hell, this is 2003.
Heavy.
Jesus Christ, man, 2003. Well, anyway, 2003, me.
When did I have to go to school as well?
Yeah. So we've already been naughty.
And been punished for it.
Been punished for our naughtiness. And then we're walking home, and it's me, you, Fishy, Finno, Ruby.
Maybe,
no, I don't think Ruby was there because it was the complete opposite way from his house. I think it was just a Tom Kitson.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, definitely. And then we're walking home, and. At the time, Fishy wanted to meet Anna, didn't he? And she was meeting Nooney.
She was with Nooney, wasn't she?
Yeah, something like that. But Fishy didn't care because he's a hero. And then, so he...
She's going to go that
he was literally going to bang Nooney, but we weren't planning on seeing him, but he was talking about it, weren't he? He was like, oh, if I see Nooney, I'm going to fucking batter him. And who the fuck do we see? Nooney.
I think he was there as well, mate.
Yeah, because Nooney was...
It was by hers.
It was raw by hers.
Because he was there.
He lived by the Fernhill, didn't he? Well, the Lonzo's thing. And
the graveyard.
Yeah, Rab, that was literally right by the graveyard. I mean, because we came around that big long road by the roundabout, Kidney Island. And then we see... Oh my God. So anyway, we've literally been talking about how Fishy's going to bang Nooney when he sees him. 2003, by the way, we're all fucking mings. But Nooney was even, like, a bigger ming. And he still is. Get married, a legend.
Oh.
It's a legendary.
Still a kid, isn't he?
I think, I don't know. Can he produce kids? Probably not.
Probably not, no.
But anyway, so it's me, you know, the gang, and Fishy. We see him, and we all look at Fishy, and we all thought Fishy was just going to melt and just be like, well, I'll get him in school or something. That fucking psychopath went, I'll smash it in. Over a girl that Fishy weren't even with.
Fishy just, weren't even, nice, sorry, well, no, she
exactly,
weren't.
Exactly, it weren't even like Nooney took her off him. She was nothing to him. She was just like,
she didn't speak to Fishy.
I know, that was it. She was just like, Fishy went, I want to meet Anna. And we were like, well, you can't because she's with Nooney. And he was like, well, I'll see you. We'll see about that. So, Fishy starts to fucking chase Nooney. Nooney runs. Gets away, doesn't he? Then Anna was like, what the fuck? And we were like...
But we all run as well, not chasing him, just to...
See what's see going him. On, yeah. Next day... when we're lining up for form, this fucking register gets read out. Christopher Earle, Ben Johnson, Stephen Finnegan, Tom Kitson, and Stephen Cubbin all report to my office right now. See, she starts fuming, Miss Murphy, lovely woman, by the way. And then, so we go there and they're like, gangs. Like you were in a gang trying to batter another metal. We were like, no, we were just following the action. It was Fishy. We all get asked them up. No, we never. She put us all in the wrong room. She was like, hey, yeah, you're all suspended. And this was literally before anyone had been suspended ever, weren't it? This was big fucking news. Big. No, I think she went down the list and was like, Ben Johnson suspended, Stephen Finnegan suspended, Christopher Earle, what the H man, you're suspended, Tom Kitson suspended. Finno, suspended. Stephen Cubbin, alright mate, go back to fucking class. You got away with everything in that fucking school, I hated that. And then, so we got fucking suspended for that. But me dad...
Why did I not get suspended?
I think it was because you were better behaved in school than we were, in the lessons.
Not really though.
Not much, but we were more bastardy. Even though you were just as much of a bastard, you had that like, shitbag appeal. You fucking did though. They were like, oh, Stephen, he could.
No, but I get the blame for everything as well, though.
Yeah, but like, then you shitbag shaky ways.
But then when I walked through something, I'd get away with it.
Yeah, but whereas, like, I remember literally walking down the corridor and then I got suspended for walking down the corridor. Me and Jake Lenholms for drawing.
Jake Lenholms was a legend.
He still is. Well, we were literally drew We drew on a wall, apparently, which was not me. That weren't my style. From year 7 to 11, did I ever once draw on a wall? No. I remember actually someone signed up with a coin outside Molyneux's room. Fish. So someone called Fish. Remember Fish, he was in about 3 years above us in the sixth form and we were like year 10. Big, stocky, bald-headed lad. Massive. Do you remember him?
Glasses.
He could have had glasses.
Oh.
He was a big fella, like, he was only about 18 as well, he was massive, but his name was Fish, so I assume it was him who signed up his name, but I got sent out the Molyneux lesson, and got a fucking, he signed up with a coin, and on the paint, and I put a Y on the end, then the next day, I got sent out the Molyneux lesson again, and Packwood and Fishy were standing there, and Fishy was going, it weren't even fucking me, I swear down, it weren't me. And he was like, have I ever signed up on the wall in my life? And he was like, have you seen the Red Room? It's literally got Fishy on every table. And he was like, it's not even me, they're all rats. He made him paint the wall.
It's a legend.
Lad, it was so funny though, but I literally got sent out and I was just like, oh, what the fuck, can't be asked being sent out. And I got sent out into that, it was amazing. It's just like, it weren't even me, and I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, it was me? I think they suspended them, actually.
When I was in IT in sixth form, there's Miss Jackson's class, and I've never been there before. I'd be like on one of the first two computers, you walk in, and like you come through the door, and to your left there's the computer there, isn't there?
Yeah.
And there's the wall there.
Yeah.
And on the wall, all this big, the paint's been scratched off to say Ruby, big massive letters, IUI. It was this big on the wall. Anyway, he could rub it off, because he took the paint off the wall.
Yeah, that's what we've done with Fishy. I remember we were in IT, and I got sent out of one IT class and got put in another, and it was one with Fishy. And I don't know if you ever heard about this, but Fishy pressed the button or the CD-ROM thing for the CD little part, like the hard disk thing to come out, and it wouldn't go back in. So he was punching it proper hard, yeah. And like I was looking at him laughing, and then he walks in the door, the man who could smell crime. Packwood walks through the door and goes, he could smell injustice, lads, I swear down. And he went like this, Christopher Earl, what the hell are you doing, son? And Fishy turned around, yeah, and I know what I smelt. It was shit. He melted inside. He literally spilt shit in his undies and went, I was trying to put it back in. And he went, with your fists? No, I remember we were in a...
I hate that, you just get your...
Lad.
You'd be doing something you wouldn't even realise you were doing, and then just...
Your name? Your name and the...
The keys
in the slardy feet.
And you'd hear them coming around the corner, you'd be shit.
I remember the red thing. I remember I was hiding behind the red thing. Finno was hiding next to me by the red thing, and then Mansi was hiding behind him. And he went to him, and Pac was literally couldn't see any of us. He sniffed us out, lad. He went, James Mansfield, come out. Mansi went, walked out. Stephen Finnegan, come here. Finno walked out, and I was like, thank God I'm so fucking skinny. I got away with it, lad. I literally was away. And then about 10 minutes later, he went, don't think I don't know you there, Ben Johnson. I was just giving you the opportunity to give yourself up. You're suspended, son. And I was like, really? He was like, no, just go to the Red Room. I was like, whatever. Now, the worst part in school, though, is when you're done with like 70 lines and he ripped them up in front of you. I went to the spark someone, then me. I go home, he's fucking have a Stellan and bang me there.
Man, she was a legend, man. She, you know,
I know, man. Man, she still is a legend, lad. Yeah, he's a fucking... He'll die a legend, then, lad. Remember in the... Remember we were in maths? And our maths class was fucking legendary. But, Man, she was fucking... Like, literally just listen to music. No, like, the way you put your headphone up your sleeve and just put your head on your ear so you'd be able to listen to music. He was doing nothing. And Miss Chamberlain went, John Brown, what are you doing? And Mansi said, we weren't even me. You fucking bowlhead. Started blasting it, just laying into it. And everyone was just like laughing their heads off because it was probably funny. And she went, I weren't even talking to you. And he was like, oh, go ahead then, sound. Sat back down and she went, go to the Red Room. And he was like, what for? She went, because you just called me a bowlhead.
You used to knock on my fucking maths class every lesson. We'll get
to talk. I know, lad. Do you remember when we used to, like, there's a gap at the back of our maths classes? Because ours was like adjacent. This fucking Squidhead. What was his name? Mr. Ainsco.
Hmm.
Oh, he was an a-hole him. me, well, there was loads of us, but I used to stand at the back of our class, and your class would be proper starting because your class was all full of faggots. Nah, it weren't you, Jacqueline, and that were like the only ones that like seemed game for a laugh.
Me and Jacqueline would be outside every fucking
every lesson. I'd go out and they'd be like, "Are there, Mr. Ince?" Going, well, "You've got the talent. Just you got." And we just like, and then he'd look over and like point at me and go like, "You don't want to be like him." And then he'd look over and just, I'd just be like, I'd literally like be dry humping the door, going to Miss Chamberlain.